You ever stop and think about what's going on under your feet?
Yeah.
Like way down. Not just the foundation and stuff, but deeper. What about the septic system?
Oh, yeah. Out of sight, out of mind, right? Until there's a problem.
Totally. And honestly, with how much of Oklahoma is rural properties or even just spread out suburbs, I bet tons of people have septic systems.
Yeah, for sure.
So we thought we'd take a deep dive into Oklahoma's full service septic tank company.
Catchy name, right?
Well, they seem to go by Red Dirt Septic, which, let's be real, is a way better name.
Way better.
And their website is a goldmine of info. Hmm. Like, they've got locations all over. Edmond, Tuttle, Choctaw. It's a pretty big area.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Speaks to their reach, for sure.
Makes you wonder how much business they're doing.
Right. I mean, with that many branches, got to be a lot of septic systems out there.
Okay, so their website, it's big on this whole maintenance is key message.
Yeah, they actually compare it to taking care of your car.
Right.
Because most people get that right. You got to stay on top of car maintenance or you're going to have problems. But with septic, it's even more important because now we're talking property values, the environment.
And they offer a free on-site review, too.
Oh, for sure. Gotta love that. I bet that builds trust, you know? Shows they know their stuff. Plus, they can spot any small issues before they become huge, expensive nightmares.
Exactly. Speaking of what they offer, it's not just septic tanks. They also do storm shelters.
Makes sense, right. Hmm. Oklahoma, Tornado Alley, it's practically a given. And building codes these days often require them for new construction.
So Red Dirt's probably cornered that market. Homeowners get everything in one place.
Exactly, very strategic.
Makes you wonder, though, is that common for septic companies? To offer something that seems kind of unrelated?
It might just be a local market thing, you know?
No point.
They know, Oklahomans, we want a working septic system, sure, but peace of mind during those tornado warnings, also essential.
So they're not just servicing septic systems, they're servicing anxieties too.
Exactly.
Clever. Now, they mentioned on the website that they're a founding member of the Oklahoma On-Site Wastewater Association.
The OOWA.
Yeah, the OOWA. What's the deal with that?
So that focuses on high standards and ethics within the industry. So Red Dirt putting that front and center, it's like they're saying, hey, we're the good guys. We do things by the book.
Interesting. Almost like they're getting ahead of any doubts people might have about septic services in general.
Right. Smart tactic. Build that trust, especially in a market that could be, you know, kind of crowded.
So it's a stamp of approval, basically. Mm. Don't worry, we're not some shady operation.
Yeah. It's about credibility and showing they've been around. And speaking of what they offer, their website lists a bunch beyond just the basics. Different types of septic systems, even.
So they're not just pumping out tanks. They're educating people.
Seems like it, yeah. They've got a whole section on their site, Homeowner Resources, covers everything from why you need regular pumping to, like, troubleshooting common issues.
Oh, so like the helpful neighbor who just happens to be a septic expert.
Exactly. And think about it. A homeowner who knows the basics. Way less likely to panic or try some DIY fix that makes things worse.
Yeah, good point. Fewer emergency calls for them. But let's get into those homeowner resources. What kind of info are we talking about?
One thing I noticed, they talk a lot about the environmental side of things, which most people don't really think about.
We think about what goes in, not what might happen if it, you know, doesn't stay in.
Exactly. But Red Dirt's site, it has a good chunk dedicated to explaining how a well-maintained system protects groundwater, the environment, all of that. They even get into the different types of systems.
Which, I gotta be honest, I've never even considered. There's different types. Besides, like, size.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. You've got your gravity-fed, your pump systems, even some newer ones that are supposed to be better for the environment, aerobic treatment systems or something like that.
Wild.
Yeah, and Red Dirt breaks it all down, how they work, what's good, what's not.
So they're not just selling you on their services. They're giving you the info to make an informed choice, even if that means going a different route.
Right. It's about giving the homeowner the power, right? They even have a whole section about common septic problems, troubleshooting tips, that kind of thing.
So, like, what to do when you hear that ominous gurgling?
Exactly. Slow drains, bad smells, even what to do and not do if you think you might have a backup.
See, now that's helpful. Starting to think we all need a Red Dirt septic on speed dial. or at least their website bookmarked. Do all septic companies do this, though, this whole educational approach?
It's getting more common, for sure.
Makes sense.
The more homeowners know, the less likely they are to mess things up or wait till it's a disaster to call someone.
Win-win. They get more business, homeowners avoid the whole septic tank exploded scenario.
Exactly. Building a relationship, not just a one-time fix.
Speaking of relationships, I'm curious about this Oklahoma On-Site Wastewater Association thing again, the OOWA. It's everywhere on their website.
They're definitely proud of it, and strategically it's smart. Remember we were saying the septic industry, it's not as regulated as some others, right?
Right.
So by really associating themselves with this group, one that's all about professionalism, doing things right.
It's a way of saying, hey, we're the good guys.
Exactly. Sets them apart when reputation matters so much. Think about it. You need your septic tank looked at. Who are you going to call? Some random company or one with that kind of backing.
Good point. It's like picking a restaurant.
Yeah.
Right? You go with the one that's got the good hygiene rating, not the one with the mystery stains.
Exactly. Peace of mind. Big selling point. And speaking of peace of mind, those storm shelters we were talking about.
Oh, right. Back to the tornado prep.
So I did a little digging and turns out offering storm shelters on top of septic services, that's getting pretty common. Especially in places like Oklahoma, you know, Tornado Alley.
So it's not just them branching out. It's tapping into a need their customers already have.
Right. Homeowners with septic systems, they've got different worries than people on city sewer lines.
Like worrying about a tree root taking out their sewer line versus a tornado taking out, well, everything.
Exactly. Red Dirt's position themselves as the company that gets those unique needs. It's not just a service, it's a solution.
A solution that lets you, you know, flush and sleep soundly at night, even during tornado season.
There you go. It's all about understanding your customer, what they need, and adapting. Above ground, below ground, the whole package.
Okay, I'll admit I'm impressed. Went from never hearing of Red Dirt Septic to kind of intrigued.
It's smart. You got to give them that. But let's not get too caught up on just Red Dirt. We haven't even talked about the future of septic systems in general.
That's true. What happens when all that flush it and forget it catches up? Are there better, greener options out there?
$1 million question, right. As tech gets better, environmental concerns grow.
Maybe we'll see septic systems that are actually good for the planet. Wonder where Red Dirt Septic will land with all that.
Yeah, it's a big question for the whole industry. Tech changes. Companies have to keep up or get left behind.
So it's not just knowing how to deal with the septic tank anymore. Got to be ready for whatever's next.
Exactly. New tech, new equipment, maybe even retraining your people.
Whole new world. You think the companies that embrace the change, they're the ones who'll come out on top?
It's possible, yeah. But knowing Red Dirt Septic, how they're all about educating their customers, how they seem to think ahead business-wise, wouldn't surprise me if they were leading the pack.
From regular old septic tanks to being the eco-friendly waste solution, who knew?
Right.
It's crazy what you can learn just from digging around one company's website.
It just goes to show, even the stuff we don't think about every day, like septic tanks, it can teach you about technology, business, the environment.
We went from what's in your backyard to the future of waste. All thanks to Red Dirt Septic. Not bad for a deep dive into the world of, well, yeah. So what stood out to you? Anything about this whole septic system thing surprise you? Maybe it sparked a question we didn't get to? Let us know. Until next time, keep those brains churning and maybe take a minute to appreciate what's going on beneath your feet.